From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association welcomed the release of the final rule from the USDA to establish the Cattle Contract Library Pilot Program. This program was authorized following NCBA's congressional engagement on the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2022. NCBA's Tanner Baber says, "We are hopeful this pilot program will strike an appropriate balance between offering cattle producers additional insight into the market while also protecting their proprietary business information." The FAO Food Price Index averaged 135.7 points in November, virtually unchanged from October. The index offered month-to-month decreases in the price indices for cereals, dairy, and meat, nearly offsetting increases in vegetable oils and sugar. At 0.3, the index stood only marginally above its corresponding value in November of 2021. Labor demands continue to tax the bottom lines of farmers and ranchers with rising wage rates and record usage of the H-2A visa program. The American Farm Bureau Federation says meaningful reform to the federal government's guest worker program must be a priority for Congress by the end of the year. AFBF and more than 350 other food and farm organizations sent a letter urging the Senate to pass legislation addressing the nation's ag workforce challenges this year. The letter states the country cannot afford to miss this opportunity to provide stability for both farmers and farm workers.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.